Okay, now Alison Miller, who is, as Rodney said, the business manager of the ePortfolio activity for the Australian Flexible Learning Framework, is going to set the scene for us.
So for those of you I haven't met or spoken to before, my name's Alison Miller. I'm the ePortfolio's business activity manager for the Australian Flexible Learning Framework. We've had a lot of activity over the last 12 months and a lot of interest around ePortfolios. As we've said, Ken's beaming out what we're doing today via Illuminate. We've got another half a dozen people at this stage sitting out in the virtual world listening in on what we're going to be doing today. I think if we see the same growth in the next 12 months, it's going to be quite a big activity in terms of how we manage learning. I'm not going to go into that too much. I think most of the things I wanted to speak about, Rodney's covered quite well. What I wanted to do is just make people aware. Rodney spoke a lot about our roadmap. We haven't put too many things in the bag. I'm a big believer, as somebody goes to a lot of conferences, that I take a lot of paper home and put a lot of it in the recycling. That if you consciously would like any of these materials, they're at the front. But we've got copies of the roadmap. We're finding that people are referring to these and finding these are a useful resource to explain to other people. So if you might get it and other people don't quite get it yet, this is a good document to help explain what it is about ePortfolios that is great. So please pick some copies of those up to take back to your organisation. The other thing I'd like to do is point out we've got six what we call concept brochures that explain what an ePortfolio is from different key stakeholders' perspectives, so from learners' perspectives, teachers, trainers, ICT and teaching and learning support people, your managers, from employees' perspective and employers' perspective. We were very lucky that the Australian ePortfolio Project, I can hear I'm teeing there, Australian ePortfolio Project that was sponsored by the Australian Learning and Teaching Council produced six concept brochures for higher ed for the university sector under Creative Commons, which meant that we were able to pick up that resource, add it, the text for the VET sector, so contextualise it for the VET sector, and produce these documents quite quickly, quite simply, and reasonably cheaply. The producing parts are the easy bit, it's the printing bit that's the expensive bit. But please go out and have a look, pick some up, take them back to your organisations. All of them are downloadable from that URL that I've got up there. And be aware there's two other reports that we have available. One is for people who are managing learner information. So the people who will be managing your ePortfolio systems, whoever they may be ICT people, they may be admin support people, they'll need some advice as to what might they need to consider in terms of privacy, ownership, access control, a range of different issues. Have a look at that report and share that with those people. And those of you who are interested in seeing how ePortfolios might support recognition of prior learning, we've also got a resource from that as well. And also, one more piece of tree. We've got a double-sided flyer that explains a little bit about our activity, and on the back it sort of summarises what the roadmap's about too. So if you don't want to take the whole... And I think that's actually the bit of tree you have in your bag. So please enjoy it. We've got a whole... A conglomerate of different activities. We've got people who've got an international focus. We've got people who've got a national focus. So a lot of the plenary and keynote speakers come with an experience from either an international, national type focus. Then we've got the people after the morning break session who are really sort of doing the hard work or doing the good work is probably what we'd want to think about. So they're the ones who are actually doing it. Anybody who's doing it right now in the VET sector is doing it hard because they're the what we call the early adopters, the trailblazers, the people who are trying to get it through and make it work for the rest of us to come in and go, wow, this is a great activity, and pick it up and make it a lot easier for us. So please enjoy the sessions that they've got there. And then this afternoon we're going to try again. We're not bringing somebody in from the UK. We've recorded them from the UK, so I'm going to try another little bit of technology this afternoon, so fingers crossed that works. So I won't take any more time of Hazel and Ruth's time because they're much more interesting than I am. So I'll hand it back over to Howard.